We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
Dear friends, I love this thought. Did you know that God wants mankind to be saved eternally? It is true. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 1, verses 3 and 4. God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Consider, if you will, by way of introduction today, the Almighty God, the Creator of mankind, desires, He wants men to be saved. He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Salvation in this life, to be saved and saved in the life to come. The spiritual blessings that are in Christ Jesus according to Ephesians 1 and verse 3. How God grants us all things that pertain to life and godliness according to 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. To walk in the light with forgiveness, 1 John 1 and verse 7. All of this from the Father above. Now, notice, to come to the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge to truth. Dear friends, contrary to what many may say today, we can know truth. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And God has given us His Word, the Holy Bible, for us to learn and to grow in our knowledge. But dear friends, sadly, did you know there are those who did not desire to know God? Even worse, there are some that know God, but fail to retain a knowledge of God. Oh, they will admit God is there, and maybe to a certain extent will serve Him in some way, but they fail to grow in their knowledge, and they began to weaken. Dear friends, let's think on these things today, but first, I always like to pause and acknowledge our J. Webb, our announcer, for his kindness, his greetings that he grants to us. And throughout the broadcast, you will hear Jay talk about some of the free offers that we have through International Gospel Hour. And I'm also grateful, friends, for your presence. The Heavenly Father opens the door of opportunity with the gospel of Jesus Christ through our broadcast of the International Gospel Hour. In a recent survey, we were greatly encouraged of those around the world that hear us through podcast opportunities. And how grateful we are for individuals that hear us through radio, through internet, whatever the case might be. You can even view us on our YouTube channel at International Gospel Hour. We have a number of tools of which we use to study the Word of God. We hope that they will be of help to you. Let's consider now further the thought of failing to retain knowledge of God. Listen to these individuals from Romans 1, beginning with verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteousness judgment of God, or rather, knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. What a powerful text of Romans 1, 28 through 32. This context brings forth the following. Notice, And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Now, the word retain there, friends, means to be strong or to obtain, to hold, and to hold fast. It means that we are to hold on to something for all that it is worth with such a grip that it cannot be removed. Individuals were choosing not to be strong in God, not to hold and to hold fast God in their knowledge. They were turning loose, if you will, of God to pursue the ways of the world. Sadly, there are individuals who refuse to know God or even retain God and not find Him fitting for their lives. Can you imagine? There are sins that pull one away from God. And today, let's see one key thing that pulls one from God little by little, and that is a lack of knowledge. When one fails to retain God in one's knowledge, God will give them over to that debased or depraved mind. It is as if individuals that desire to leave God, well, if you're an individual that desires to leave God, as much as we will discourage you not to do so or encourage you to remain faithful, sometimes if people have their mind made up, well, go ahead. I mean, if you're not going to live the way that you should, go ahead, but know this. When such a decision is made, it is a tragedy. We would never wish for one to depart from God. But there are wrong choices that result in tragic directions and attitudes of life that will take one away when one fails to retain God in one's mind and one's heart. An individual that will move away from God will open their hearts and their minds up to every kind of thing in life that will continue to mount up and pull them further from God. Think about the list that Paul gave in Romans 1, 28 through 32, the list of what we just read, which we're going to go back and look over little by little. Today, dear friends, let's talk about when one fails to retain the knowledge of God. Let's see the tragedy that awaits that individual, and let's do everything and every fiber of our being to avoid it. Dear friends, we desire everyone to grow in the knowledge of God. That's why we are thankful through our broadcast here of International Gospel Hour that everything that we offer is absolutely free. You will not have to worry about us asking for your money during our broadcast. People who are encouraging, people who support us in a number of ways. To our listening audience, you support us by tuning in and listening, by writing for material that you can study and seek for yourself God's will, or seek for yourselves, rather, God's will for your lives. All of our material, again, is absolutely free, and we're going to start today, as we pause for just a moment, with a free subscription to the periodical Gospel Gleaner. We know you'll enjoy it. Here is our Jay Webb with the information.
We at International Gospel Hour are honored to offer a free bi-monthly publication to send your way. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has provided sound biblical studies in a periodical format. It's published 6 times every year, and subscriptions are always free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for either the mail or email version. Be sure to post in the comments box that you heard it from the International Gospel Hour. Again, for a free subscription of the Gospel Gleaner, just sign up at gospelgleaner.com. Let's continue our studies.
When one fails to retain the knowledge of God, let's notice first that the knowledge for God decreases. Now, this is noted immediately from our lesson text of Romans 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. God gave them over to a mind that would be depraved. In the Old King James Version, it uses a term reprobate, which means a total turning from the thing before them. So they cease retaining God in their knowledge. They become ignorant. Little by little, they lose away what knowledge that they have. In Romans 3 and verse 20, we are reminded, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." And we think about the law of Moses that made us aware of sin, but also we understand that as we study God, we have a knowledge of sin, and we want to avoid that. But you see, it doesn't matter to the one who will not hold tight to the knowledge of God. And our knowledge for God decreases. Also, dear friends, the zeal of one's growth in learning about the Almighty, it quickly goes away. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." You see, the wisdom and the knowledge of God has such a depth, a deep well of which we can draw. We draw forth that water of life, which is, of course, Christ, and we think about how the zeal of growth and learning begins to decrease. It is a tragedy that we will step aside from learning of the greatest one in the world. That is God, the one who possesses the greatest love. He is defined as love, 1 John 4 and verse 8. Listen to the passage in Colossians 1 and verse 10 when he tells the church that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Dear friends, all of that will decrease with no further knowledge of God. You see, it begins where we cease walking worthy. It ceases where we are no longer fruitful and we're not involved in good works and we're not growing in the knowledge of God. It affects us all the way around. And regrettably, individuals would become haters of God. That's in verse 30. Dear friends, that covers it all, and that's totally opposite of the God of love, 1 John 4 and verse 8. Now, when we talk about haters of God, I know individuals that acknowledge there is a God, and they will tell you they don't hate God, they're just not living like they should. But let's remember John 14 and verse 15 when Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If we love God, we're going to do the right thing. Individuals that say, "I love God," but fail to attend worship of the Lord's church, or they fail to give any indication other than the vain statement that, "Well, I know there's a God and I love Him and I know He loves me," but then we go on to live any way we want. Now, let's think about that for a moment, dear friends. If we're going to follow God, then we want to live according to the way God grants unto us. We can't say we love God and live for God and then do anything that we want. It's kind of like James speaks about the tongue in James chapter 3, that from the tongue, or if you will, how sweet and bitter water cannot come forth from the same branch. But yet with the tongue, there are those that will curse God and praise men. It's amazing to me how people talk about prayers sometime on social media posts, or say something about God or prayers and then come out with vile language. You can't have it both ways, dear friends. And when one fails to retain the knowledge of God, when one fails to hold on to the knowledge of God in order to increase it, when we fail to retain the knowledge of God, our knowledge for God decreases. Here's a second one. When one fails to retain the knowledge of God, the knowledge of love decreases. Well, obviously, as the knowledge of God decreases, well, one learns less about the great love of God. And it decreases because now it is filled with all unrighteousness. That goes back to verse 29. When they failed to retain God in their knowledge began to back off and they were being filled with all unrighteousness. No longer is there a love or a charity that will edify the person to build them up, as we see in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1. That love and that charity of God, and the word charity in the old King James Version is translated charity instead of love, and it's done so because charity embraces, when you love God, you express that in action, charity, if you will. But when love or charity is no longer there to edify, it is gone. Now, let's go back to Romans 1, 28 through 32 and notice some phrases and one word that see how one moves away from God. For example, in verse 30, we see that they are inventors of evil things. Now, that is a phrase that is presented in the broad sense. It's all-encompassing. There is no limit. There's no compassion because these very things are the opposite of good. Remember, the word evil is the word live spelled backwards. And we go backwards when we fail to live and we embrace the evil. The second, without natural affection. And that tells us that here's an individual that has no forgiveness, very heartless, unloving. But specifically to one's family. There is no love, not even for family, a lack of great respect. So now the knowledge of God has decreased, the knowledge of love decreases, and it affects one's family life. The natural affection is going away. I see the phrase here, disobedient to parents. Well, is that not self-explanatory? I mean, without natural affection, if the family unit breaks down, then you're going to have children disobedient to parents. That's the very opposite of obedience in Ephesians 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You see how this works? And then we see the word unmerciful in verse 31, meaning one that is without mercy or grace. Now, all of these things listed are the very opposite of the Father above, God Almighty. So it's no surprise when we fail to retain Him in our knowledge, because where there is no God, there is going to be a decrease of love. And watch how it affects not only the decision we make, but our decisions affect other people. When we invent those evil things things are going to impact other people. Without the natural affection or the love within our families, then our families will weaken. Children are disobedient. They will get into trouble. Dear friends, when one fails to retain the knowledge of God, do you see the dangers we're speaking of? The knowledge of love decreases. Let's go with number three here. When one fails to retain the knowledge of God, the knowledge of self increases. Now, dear friends, this is dangerous because, you see, man is focusing more on himself. God is removed. Love is removed. And so man is the island unto himself. Please recall, though, man is not to trust in himself. Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. In Proverbs 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Now, let's go back to our list of Romans 1, 28 through 32, and look at some characteristics. How about the word undiscerning? Here's a person that is choosing not to discern. They're unintelligent or foolish. They're not choosing the right or wrong. They're already into the evil things. They're already with a decrease of God and a decrease of knowledge. And here they are, undiscerning. Evil-mindedness. A word or a phrase that means a bad manner or character, an evil disposition, one that tends to put the worst construction on everything, malice, if you will. You see, now the knowledge of God has decreased, the knowledge of love has decreased, the knowledge of self increases. Now look at this evil-mindedness. They also turn out to be proud. There's that word that means they will show themselves above others or how they are preeminent. How they appear to be above other people. It's always used in the scripture in the bad sense of arrogant or disdainful or proud. Such text as Luke 1:51 and 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2, James 4 and verse 6 and 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. You see, now they're thinking themselves above others, and in essence they become a god in their own mind. How they become boasters or a wanderer about the country, a vagabond, an impostor, as a boaster, if you will. They just kind of go to and fro and about. They might as well. They have no knowledge of God to direct them, no knowledge of love to increase them, and they become untrustworthy. Folks, am I talking about a person that you really don't want to have anything to do with? There's no trust, there's no dependability, and this would blend in with unforgiving. They would be untrue to their word. Their word is no longer their bond, if you will. This individual, dear friends, is one who is thinking solely of himself or herself. After all, once again, he's moved away from God, he's moved away from love. It's all about that person. There's more trust in oneself than in God. Now, friends, let's pause here and ask in all kindness, are you living a life that you find yourself moving away from God and His love, or are you trusting in yourself more than God and you are seeking for something better? I mean, you're listening to this and you're thinking, I need something better from my life. Dear friends, let's begin very simple, very easy, with our free Bible study by mail. If we begin to start putting back the knowledge of God in our lives, then we're going to have a life that's going to be better. Here is our J-Web with more information how you can receive our free study by mail.
Your friends at the International Gospel Hour are offering absolutely free a Bible study course by mail. You may study in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. Feel free to give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things of God. And now, back to Jeff.
When one fails to retain the knowledge of God, knowledge of others decreases. Folks, our relationships are altered. There's less God, there's more self. And now one's behavior with others is affected. We saw this back in our earlier point of how our knowledge of self increases. Let's go back to those words from Romans 1:28-32. The word strife, an expression of enmity, a quarrelsome disposition, not really standing for something right, but just simply for its own sake. It goes into the word deceit, a word that means bait, a snare, or a fraud. It leads people into what is false. It's a matter of dishonesty. That word whisperers is putting the worst forth about someone, speaking in an evil way. Some translations use this word and call it gossip. The backbiter is to speak against an evil speaking or one who slanders. The whisperer is somewhat private. The backbiter tends to make it public, speaking about the other person who is not there. The word despiteful, an insolent person. One that will treat insultingly, humiliating treatment, a violent approach. You know, as Jesus told those lawyers in his day in Luke 11:52, individuals as this have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. You see, when we have a behavior to where our knowledge of others decreases, we are taking away the key of knowledge. Can we imagine this behavior? I mean, look at where one began and look to this point in their lives where they are. It is a sad thing to not retain knowledge of the Almighty God. We'll be back in a moment. Here is our J-Web once again.
Hello, friends. Miss a broadcast of Are You Listening? Please know you may easily access previous broadcasts through our 7 podcast partners, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Just search for International Gospel Hour, and you can find previous broadcasts of Are You Listening? They are always there 24/7 for you to listen or download. And now, let's continue our study.
When one fails to retain the knowledge of God, the knowledge for God decreases, the knowledge of love decreases, the knowledge of oneself increases, and the knowledge of others decreases. When we fail to retain God, we pull away from Him and His love. We look more at self and less of others. Again, we see behaviors that everyone needs to address, dear friends. We cannot miss the vital importance of verse 32 of our text that says, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Dear friends, how tragic that is. To live this kind of life, failing to retain the knowledge of God, that those sins that we then commit in our lives, we are worthy of death, to be put to death or punishment. Dear friends, is there anything that needs addressed in your life today? Of the things that you have heard, and knowing the power of hearing brings forth our faith, Romans 10 and verse 17, will you allow your faith to repent of your sins as commanded in Luke 13:3, Acts 2:38, and Acts 17:30 and 31? To confess Christ as the Son of God, as we note in Matthew 10:32 and Acts 8 and verse 37? To be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2 and verse 38, and that our sins will be washed away, Acts 22:16, and added to His church, Acts 2:47. Dear friends, we ask that your knowledge of God increases every day. And let's continue our studies together another time, shall we? Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com. God.